Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 131. In today's episode, we're going to continue talking a little bit about hazard ID, and we're going to go over the 3x5 index card technique. So this is one that I saw as a young intern back in the early 90s. I thought it worked fantastic. I have tried it, and it works really good on the older generation. The newer generation looks at me like I'm a boomer. Why am I actually having paper and pen and all that stuff? But let's just go over the technique. Let me go on to the next slide here. So basically, just like the last one, we know that employees are the greatest source of identifying hazards out there. So think about this, that you're walking through the plant, you're walking through things, somebody says, hey, there's a hazard, hey, there's this, or it could be a planned. You're going to walk to a piece of equipment, talk with Smith or Jones, tell me about this, you know, tell me about the hazards you face here, like how can we fix this? And then what I would do is give them a 3x5 index card. And on the front, or, you know, well, there actually is no front, but on one side, what I would say is, tell me the hazards of this machine. And of course, you know, like they'd have to say, hey, this is a press and it's operator, you know, three, you know. And then, so on one side, a little bit about the equipment and the hazards. And then on the back side, how to fix that hazard. I found that it was really rare that a person did not know how to fix the hazard. So a lot of people, it appears to me at least, know how to fix the hazard, and maybe they're not sure how to bring it up. Quite possibly they've been beaten down in life, and they've been told that, nope, your job is to work. Your job is not to start looking for problems. Your job is not to start solving problems. So there's a number of different reasons why that a person knows the hazards, knows how to fix the hazards, and doesn't do anything about it. It could be that they've are dragging in knowledge from other companies where maybe not the same technique, but something was brought up and they saw that it was squashed. Quite possibly it was not acted on, or even worse, the company said, yeah, we'll fix it, and then never did anything about it, you know. So there's a lot of different reasons why that these are not done. I try to do, now you can't tell, but I'm going to step up on a soapbox here. I try to do everything I can to empower people that when you find a hazard, you fix it yourself. And you can't fix it yourself, you get with me, your supervisor, you get with somebody, and then we sit down and solve it. A lot of folks know exactly how to go back and fix it. They're really having a hard time with self-confidence, or history has taught them that it did not go well in the past, and thus there's no reason to kind of keep going down a path of when something does not go well. So you may find that this technique is something that works good for you, works really good for me. A lot of the younger people, of course, will say things like, but I just told you what the issue is. You know, so they're not into the pen and paper as much as, you know, us old timers. But, you know, you may find some other techniques, you know, stick it on a tablet or some kind of other fashion too. So there's a lot of different ways to implement this. But the key, of course, is that the folks, for the most part, really know how to fix the hazard. We want to empower them to fix the hazard and make it better for everybody out there. So that's today's short and sweet episode. So episode 131, we continue talking about hazard identification. And in this one, we specifically talked about the 3x5 index card technique. Obviously, you could call this almost anything out there. The key is the people identify the hazards, the people know how to fix the hazards, and the hazards get fixed, and everybody is better off. So So episode number 131 is complete. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you for joining me today and have a safe day.